Rabbeinu says, "Vayidezer nimtokin kol hatzimtzumim shehem ravina." And through this, through what we've said till now, this is what affects all hamtokas ravina and tzimtzumim. Rabbeinu says, "Bechol mokon shiyesh eizeh din v'tzimtzum." And wherever there is a din or a tzimtzum, nismaset al yidezer, it becomes sweetened through what we just said, meaning al yidei tikkun emunas chachamim. It's specifically the tikkun of emunas chachamim which accomplishes the most hamtokas hadina. Rabbeinu Zal says now, shayidezer nisrabin hasforim shel haTorah HaKadoshah. We explained before that this causes an increase in the sforim of the Torah HaKadoshah. Kikol hamtokos shel kol hatzimtzumim v'adinim hu al yedei hasechel. Rabbeinu Zal says, let's understand a little Kabbalah now. When we discuss the concept of hamtokos adinim, what is the main mokor from which there is drawn the whole power of hamtokos adinim? The seichel. The seichel has the most power of hamtokos adinim. Kikulom b'machshava isberiru. The Zohar HaKadosh stresses that all types of sins, any sin conceivable, whether it be a sin in Machshava or in Dibur or in Maaseh, can be nistakin through Machshava. Because in Machshava, you're going up to Chachma, you're going up to the highest of the spheres, and it wants, in other words, we always say that the worse the Talmud, the bigger a Rebbe he needs to be nistakin, and the sicker a person is, the bigger a doctor he needs. So once you go to the biggest specialist, it's understood that he can cover all sicknesses. So if we go to Chachma, if we go to the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, meaning Emunas Chachamim, whereby you actually write whole new Sforim, by that you have the power of Hamtokas Adinim more than anything else. Rabbeinu Zal explains why. Shehasechel hu sheresh hadinim. The fact is that where is the origin of Din? The origin of Din is within the Sechel, within Bina, which is Sechel. V'shom nimtokim kol adinim. And that's Daika, where Hamtokas Adinim takes place. In which yontif do you find the most hamtokas adinim in a sense, on Shavuos? Shavuos you have hamtokas adinim because it's bina, it's shara chamishim. That's when you eat ma'achol echolon. That's daika, ein adin nimtak ela b'sharoshay. That's where the rachmim elyon, the chesed elyon, the mikveh nun, is referred to as chesed elyon, because ein adin nimtak ela b'sharoshay. You want to be mamtik bina, you have to go into bina, and be mamtik over there. That's why the word cholov is begematria 40, showing that where is the whiteness? The whiteness is within bina. The whole hamtoka comes from there. Rabbeinu Zal says, ki ein adin nimtak el b'sharoshay. The din can only be sweetened in its origin. The chol din v'tzimtzum tzorech she'iyah nimtak b'secher hashayach loy. And each and every individual type of din that exists requires a corresponding sechel to be mamtik it. Shemisham Sharashoy. It has to be nimtak through the seichel where that din originates. V'yesh l'chol tzimtzum v'tzimtzum seichel she'al yodoy nimtak. To each and every tzimtzum there is a seichel through which that din gets its hamtoka. Ach yesh chochmo ilo, Rabbeinu Zal says, so if that's the case, it would seem like you have to look for millions of different types of sichlios to be mamtik in millions of different types of dinim. Rabbeinu Zal says, let me give you a shortcut. Ach yesh chochmo ilo, there is a certain super high level chochmo, shekol hachochmois klulim shom, where all the chochmois are nichlal in this chochmo, umekabla mishom, and they all draw from this chochmo. Va'al kein shom nimtokim kol hadinim. That's why in this chochmo, through this chochmo, can be nimtak all the different types of din. Ki bahasichlim protim, with the individual sichlim, yef shalahamtikim bozeh sechel daiko ha-shayach lozeh tzimtzum. There you have to be careful to use this individual type of sechel to be mamtik this and this type of din. And if you switch it around the wrong way, it won't work. This type of low sechel cannot be mamtik this type of low din. Shehu shalashay avo ha-yidei b'chinas chochmo ilo, but through the chochmo ilo. Shekolo mikulam, which is koilel all chachmois, shom nimtokim kol hatzimtzumim v'chol hadinim kulam. There can be nimtak all the tzimtzumim and all the dinim. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, v'hatorah and Hashem's Torah, shehi yoytzas mi chachmo ilo, the Torah comes from chachmo, Ki oraiso me chachma ilo nafkis, because the Torah comes from chachma. The Torah is usually referred to as which sphira? Tiferes. We mentioned that Tiferes is the Vav, which stands for the Luchos, which are Archon Vav and Brachon Vav. When the Sifrei Kabbalah want to write Tiferes, Rosh Tevois, they write Tav Tav, which stands for Talmud Torah. Where does Tiferes come from? Where does the Torah draw from? Tiferes is which name? Av Sov Ma Bon. Tiferes is Ma. Ma draws from Chochma. Chochma is the koyach of Ma. Chochma is that which is mashpia into Ma, into Tiferes, meaning Oyraisa me Chochma ilo nafkis. The Torah comes from Chochma. Ve'en yecholo lekabel mi Chochma ilo kiim kishyesh lo shleimus. The Torah can only draw, the Torah, which is the simin of Tiferes, can only draw from Chochma if the Torah is Sholei, if the Tiferes is Sholei. Rabbi Nizal says, Mushleimus ha Torah hu al yedei, Torah hu al yedei, Torah shebal peh. The only time when we say that the Torah is in a state of Shleimus is only when the Torah is connected with Gemara, with Torah shebal peh. Ki Torah shebichsav ein lo Shleimus kim al yedei Torah shebal peh. Torah shebichsav is nothing on its own unless it's connected with Torah shebal peh. The Alkain, Rav Nosson Zal says on the Kutei Halacha is such a violent lotion. Rav Nosson Zal says that what's the difference between Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh? The difference between the Goyim and Lahavdil the Yidden. The Goyim, in a sense, in their metumtum, crooked sense, accept Torah shebichsav, supposedly. It's in Torah shebal peh where we see the whole distinction between the Am Yisrael, the Am HaKodesh, and Lahavdil all the Umay Soilam. Valkain al yidei hasforim anal. Shemischachin al yidei machlekes, through the sforim, which we discussed before, which are created via machlekes, when chachamim are arguing, when they have questions and answers. The bechinas v'sefer kosav ish rivi, a man of machlekes, writes sforim, bechinas asay sforim harbe ein keitz, al yidei ze mishlam ha-Torah. It's this multitude of sforim within the realm of Torah shebal peh that give the ikur shleimus to the Torah. Vazai haTorah bebechinas luchos ha'aven, and then the Torah rises to its original status of luchos ha'aven shenekabeles ha'ora mebechinas even shesia. It draws from chachma itself. That's why the Torah, in the original state that it was given as aseres hadibrois, the letter yud, chachma, specifically chachma. And it draws from the even shesia, from that stone from which the whole world was created, which was where in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which again is this inyan of the letter Yud. Where do we see the connection between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the letter Yud? Because the Mishnah says at the end of Kelim that there are 10 Kiddushos in the world. There are 10 Kiddushos in the world. Eretz Yisrael is the holiest country. Yerushalayim is the holiest city. Within Yerushalayim, this, within this, this, within this, this. And what is the 10th Kiddusha, the Bechinas Yud? That's the Evan Shasir. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is again this Yud, the Chachma from which the Torah draws from. Ki kol dovor sheba olam yesh lo tzimtzum acher bekamos v'yechus. Each item in the world has a different type of constriction in quantity and quality. Each item in this world is different from another item in quantity and quality. V'chol ha-tzimtzumim sheba olam kulam nirshamim be'Evan Shasir. And all the different tzimtzumim of the world are all engraved from the Evan Shasir. That's where all of these different tzimtzumim originate from. That's the sherish of all of these tzimtzumim. V'shom hamtokas kol habinim. And that's why that's the place where all the dinim are nimtak. Ki hu bechinas chochmo iloh. The Evan Shasir is this concept of chochmo iloh. Bechinas kodshei kodoshim. The Zohar Kodesh says, why was it called the Kodesh HaKodoshim? We know that Seichel is always an union of Kodesh. Can anybody give me proofs for that? Seichel, Kodesh, Kadesh Li, Kol Bechor. Kadesh Li, Kol Bechor. Bechor is gracious, which is Chachma. Kodesh is always the term in Kabbalah that's used for Moichim. The Zohar Kodesh says, you know what Kodesh HaKodoshim is? Kodoshim is plural, Kodesh is singular. That's the Gimel Moichim. Kodesh is the Keser HaKodoshim. It's Kodesh over Chochmah and Bina. That's this term. To know when we use this term in religion, this is what it refers to. Kodesh HaKodoshim means the Gimel Meichim, Keser, Chochmah and Bina. So Rabbi Nezal says that's where all the tzimtzumim originate from, and Rabbi Nezal says kulam v'chol tzimtzumim shabalam kulam nershamim beven shesiyo shemimenu hushta soilam v'chol mekablim menu v'sham tokas kol adinim ki hu b'chinas chochmei lo b'chinas kodshei kodoshim ki haseichel nikra kodesh. We know that seichel is always called kodesh. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem gracious through us. And all these tzimtzumim draw and are nichlal in the kodshi hakadoshim. Shehu b'chinas chochma ilo shekolol mikulam. V'mishom hamtokas kol hadinim beprotis ubeklolis. And it's from there, from the Eben Shesiyo, that all hamtokas hadinim takes place on a general level and on a detailed level. Ki gam kishemamtikim hadin bifrat. Because even if a person doesn't want to go this route, let's say a person takes a certain low level of seichel and he applies that towards being mamtik, a certain low level type of din. Still, this low level seichel, where does it actually draw its chias from? Each one receives from the one above it. It's loving, doming, dora, as our brains. All the koyches of kedusha draw one from another until they draw from the top itself. In order for this individual low-level type of seichel to have any power to be mamtik edin, it must draw from the seichel hakolo, from the upper seichel. V'chein beklolius, and this works on a general level also. Lahamtik kol hadinum me'ezet simsim sheyeh. In order for a person to be mamtik all the dinim, no matter whatever simsim they come from. The only way to do it is only through the Seichel Elyon, Bechinas Kodshei Kodoshim, Bechinas Eben Shesiyo. And in other words, what Rabbi Nezal is stressing here is that in discussing the topic of Emunas Chachomim, he would say, okay, if that's the case, then this destroys what Rabbi Nezal said in any place about the Tzadik Emes. Emunas Chachomim, Chachomim means plural. It means that every Talmud Chacham has the power of Hamtokas Adin, and every Talmud Chacham has the power of giving advice and I'm showing you the Derech HaYosher and ba 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 ba. But Rabbi Nezal is stressing here, you're right. In a sense, you're right. But the fact remains that all Talmidei Chachamim, where do they draw from? They also draw from a central location, which is the Chacham HaElyon, the Tzadik Emes. All of them must draw from him. He is the Sheirish, from which everything comes. He is the Eben Shesiyo. And this is why Rabbi Nezal's Talmidim bring that on what day did Rabbi Nezal pass away? Rabbi Nezal passed away on the fourth day of Sukkot, where the Hoshana that we say in going around the Bima is specifically the Hoshana of Eben Shesiyah. Specifically showing that Rabbi Nezal was this Bechina of the Eben Shesiyah, and they say that on that day, and on the day of Rabbi Nezal's Sistachus, Rabbi Nezal said that paragraph with a tremendous Ne'imus. They could tell that he was referring to the Tzadik Emes, to the Eben Shesiyah. And now, when the Teresh B'Chsav has Shleimus, how? By being supplemented by these other Sforim, by the Teresh B'Alpeh, Azai Mekabeles Mechochmei Lo, then the Torah is capable of drawing from the Chochmei Lo. The Bechinas Lucha Yisro Eben, in the concept of Lucha Yisro Eben, Bechinas Eben Shesiyo, V'Azai Mashvas B'chol HaChochmeis, and then the Torah is mashpia into all other chachmas, v'nimtokim kol ha-dinim. This causes a hamtoka of all dinim. The Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, yishlach ezrecho mikodesh. Hashem will send you help, assistance, for any problem you have, from where? From kodesh, from chachma, from the place where all dinim are nimtak. Sheikur ho-ezer v'ha-yeshua, the main help, the main salvation, Shehu Bechinas Hamtokas Adinim, which is the concept of Hamtokas Adinim, who make Kodesh, comes specifically from Kodesh. Hainu al yidei ha-seichel shenikro Kodesh kiyodua. It comes from Seichel, which is called Kodesh by all the Sifrei Kabbalah. This is where we hold it for now. But just to understand what the main concepts in this Torah are, the Yinyanim of Emunas Chachamim, the Yinyan of learning from Moisrois, the Yinyan of Hamtokas Adinim, to understand this concept, that's why specifically on these times when the main Hamtokas Adinim takes place, on Rosh Hashanah, on Shavuos, those were the times when Rabbi Nezal stressed this, don't even make sure that you come to the Eben Shesiyah, Make sure that you come to the Seichel HaKoyel in order to have all Dina Mintak from you, in order to be Seichel to the Chesed Elman, to the Super Chesed.
What do you say for all the Tzadikim have to draw from you?
From the Tzadik Emes. Just like Rabbeinu is explaining here that you have many Seich, you have Din, Din is Mintak with Seichel. There's many Dinim, there's many Seichels. But Rabbeinu says if you're smart, you go to the top Seichel, which can encompass all Dinim. Similarly, Emunas Chachamim, there's many Chachamim. You're right! Many Chachamim, all of them can give you advice, which is pretty good. But all of them draw from one central number, from the Eben Shesia, from the Kodesh HaKadosh, from the Tzadik Emes, and that's the one to go to. If you go to him, you're being clear of all the others. The others, this one might be able to teach you Torah, this one might be able to teach you Tefillah, this one might be able to teach you Tzadik. You come to the Tzadik Emes, you study the Sfarim of the Tzadik Emes, they have everything. They have kotel, literally everything. And we should be zeichet to perfect ourselves in Emunas Chachamim, and to be zeichet through Emunas Chachamim to tovoi tashur me'osh Emunah. We have to see the coming of Mashiach, the opinion based on Yiddish, the Yevon Shesia should be mistaken, and we have to see the opinion of Zeichet Shmadana on Yevon. We're in the middle of Teres Samach Aleph on the Likutei Moran. We're going to have a review, because the part that we're going to do today, the major part of today, is going to be the review of the whole Torah. Rabbeinu is basing this Torah on a paragraph within the Idra Kadisha, where the Zohar Kodesh says that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal smiled and said that he recited the pasuk Hashem Shamati Shimacho Yoresi, a pasuk in Chavakuk Hanavi, and he discusses the topic of Yira over there. Rabbeinu Zal starts off this Torah talking about the union of Emunas Chachamim, and how through Emunas Chachamim, Bnei Yisrael can be zeichet to come out right in Mishpat, in their judgments. And Rabbeinu Zal discusses the whole topic of Emunas Chachamim, how there's two types of learning. There's the learning of one who has gaiva, whose learning comes from Moisrois, and those who accept Emunas Chachamim, their learning is a learning of Kiddusha, from which they can draw a derech in serving Hashem. When they study Torah, the Torah brings them closer to serving Hashem, Lamaisa. And Rabbeinu Zal gives the example of Doeg HaAdoni, who is one of the servants of Shaul HaMelech, whose learning came from this Moisrois. As the Gemara says, he was Netzar Lefnei Hashem. He was constipated. His learning was Bechinas Moisrois, waste matter. And therefore, his learning was so crooked that he dashed that David HaMelech wasn't roy to be considered a Jew. He was a Mamzer, Chas V'Shalom. And Rabbeinu Zal discusses the topic of those who are appointed as Rabbonim, whose learning comes from this Moisrois, and Rabbeinu Zal says they are to be considered bad, but much worse than them are the ones who give them smicha, the ones who appoint them as rabbis are going to have to give a din v'cheshbon as to why they put up these ones who weren't worthy as rabbis. And Rabbeinu Zal explains that by doing this, it causes a pigam in the ksav of Bnei Yisrael, because we know that it's the hands through which smicha is passed along, and it's the hands which do the writing. And Rabbeinu Zal says that this causes Bnei Yisrael to be sent out into Golos. When people are given smicha who don't deserve it, it causes a pigam in the Yodayim, a pigam in the Ksav of Bnei Yisrael, and it causes Bnei Yisrael to be sent out to Golos. Why? Rabbeinu Zal explains that we know that Eretz Yisrael has a holy type of air, Avirah Eretz Yisrael Machkin. Rabbeinu Zal says that when the Jews live in a place, even if it's in Chutz Loretz, when they write items of Kedusha, as the pen goes through the air, the pen writes letters in the air, Hebrew letters, and we know that oisiyos machkimos, the letters give off chachma. So just like we say that the air of Eretz Yisrael has chachma in it, because the word avir is oyer with the yud, chachma, oyer of chachma, similarly, wherever Bnei Yisrael write, it writes these letters in the air, and it causes the air to have a kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal says, what happens when the yodayim become nivgam, when the yedei hasmicha, when you give smicha to the wrong ones? It causes the hands to become pogum, so the ksav of Bnei Yisrael becomes pogum, so Bnei Yisrael are sent out into Golos. They are no longer permitted to live in a place where the air is an air of Kedusha. They're sent out to a desert, a desolate place, to live there. That's the pigam that's caused when smicha is given to those who don't deserve it. Then Rabbeinu Zal said, you want to know another damage that's caused by this? The whole chachma of...
The
Ibor, that's the word I was trying to remember. The whole Chachma of Soid HaIbor is taken away from Bnei Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Zal explained why, because the Soid HaIbor is an Indian of Chachma, which is given only to special Nefoshos, and those Nefoshos must be in a good guf, and the guf gets its nourishment from the food, from the produce of that place. And if the Jews find themselves in a place which is bad, so the produce is no good, so the guf is no good, So the guf can't contain a holy neshama, the type of holy neshama that it takes to be able to contain the soid ha'ibur. That's how the soid ha'ibur gets lost for the Israel. Okay, we had just gotten up to the point where we were reviewing the Torah, and we said that Rabbeinu Zal explained, we're up to the point of the soid ha'ibur. And Rabbeinu Zal says that another thing that's caused through this pigam and giving smicha to ones who aren't worthy is that it causes a pigam and eitzah, whereby the eitzahs go lost. There's chalukas ha'eitzah, which is also this inyan of moisrais. Rabbeinu Zal proved the pasuk, helu gilulim alibam, they place the garbage on their hearts, which causes the heart to become metunah, filthy, which causes this whole inyan of cholak libam, their hearts were divided, they couldn't come out with clear eitzahs. And Rabbeinu Zal says, however, one who falls into this, there are waters which can purify a person from these moisrais. And Rabbeinu Zal says that those waters are the waters of machlekes, the union of machlekes tikdusha. By learning Shulchan Aruch, Rabbeinu Zal would explain, by learning shailas and tshuvas, questions and answers, and being mevarer, the toy from the ra, that's what causes a perfection of this chaluk ha'soetza. And Rabbeinu Zal said this causes new sforim to be written. The new sforim are written. Why? Because till now a person lacked emunas chacham, when there are shailas and tshuvas, that causes sforim to be written. Just like when a person would repair his emunas chachamim, till now these sforim were non-existent. All the sforim that the chachamim wrote, as far as he was concerned, they didn't exist. He didn't believe in them at all. So just like shailas and tshuvas bring about the writing of sforim, similarly, by learning shailas and tshuvas, that brings about a tikkun for the pigam of emunas chachamim. Then Rabbeinu Zal said that once this is corrected, Rabbeinu Zal says this causes hamtokas hadinim, complete hamtokas hadinim. And Rabbeinu Zal explained that what is hamtokas hadinim? We know that in order to be mamtik dinim, you have to go to the moker of din, which is bina, which is an inyan of seichel, kulhu b'machshava isbariru, that the main place for hamtokas hadinim is machshava. By rising up to the madrega of machshava, that's where you can draw hamtokas hadinim, which means hamtoka of all tzimtzumim. Tzimtzum is another term for din. And Rabbeinu Zal said that this is accomplished through the Torah, through the study of Torah, because Torah comes from chachma. Torah is tiferes, which comes from chachma. Oraisa mechachma ilonach, this Rabbeinu Zal quoted. And Rabbeinu Zal said, through the study of Torah, a person has the power to draw hamtokas hadinim, and then Rabbeinu Zal explained that there are different levels. A person could study a level of Torah which can be mamtik a certain degree of din. But Rabbeinu Zal said that there is a seichel hakolel, there is a super high level of seichel from which all dinim are intact. That seichel is bechinas kodesh hakodoshim, into which the Kohen Gadol went on Yom Kippur to draw a hamtoka for all of Klal Yisrael for any sins that they had ever committed. So a person has to be zeichet to rise up to this seichel hakoyel, which is called kodesh hakodoshim, in order to be able to draw a hamtoka for all types of dinim. And Rabbeinu Zal quoted the pasuk Yishlach Ezrocha mikodesh. The Ezer means help. When a person is in a desperate situation, where does he get a Yeshua from? From kodesh. Kodesh is chachma. Kodesh is machshava. And this is where we are pretty much left off. We'll start from the top line on page 175 of Pei Chesed Aleph in these big Likud Moran's. Rabbeinu Zal says, that's what brings about hamtokas adinim, that's what brings about a Yeshua, an Ezer. Rabbeinu Zal says, we know that what was the Kodesh HaKadoshim, what was the main Kiddusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim was found the Eben Shesiyah, the stone from which the whole world had been created. Rabbeinu Zal says that the word Shesiyah is the Rosh Tevois of the Pasuk in Iyoy, where the Pasuk says, Hein Tovi Shakai Ya'aneini, the Sefer Kosav Ish Rivi. Iyoy said, Hein Tovi, my whole taiva is that Shakai Ya'aneini, that Hashem should answer my request, in what? That the Sefer Kosav Ish Rivi, that if Hashem has any complaints at me, if Hashem is in a state of Riv against me, then let him write his complaints down on paper so that people will be able to sit down, analyze it, and see who's right, if Hashem is right or I'm right. This was Eiv's tefillah. Hein Tovi, my taiva is that Shakai Ya'aneini, that Hashem should answer my request, in what? The Rav Moshe Saul brings in parentheses, Loshen HaMikra Iyav Lamed Aleph, the wording of the end of the Pasuk in Iyav in Lamed Aleph is, Hein Tovi Shakai Ya'aneini, the Sefer Kosav Ishrivi, that let a sefer be written by the one who is battling against me, meaning Hashem at that time, and then let all the complaints be written down so that I'll be able to answer for them. Somebody be able to judge who's right and who's wrong here. Rabbi Nazal explains now, Haim, Tovi, Shakai. The letter Tov means Reshimu, an imprint. If you recall, we had it in Torah Aleph when we put them on. The letter Tov, Vehizvisa, Tov, the word Vehizvisa means to carve out. Rabbi Nazal says, Hainu Bechinas HaReshimus, Shelko HaTzimtzumim, the engravement of the imprint of all the Tzimtzumim, Nimtokin al yedei shebuim b'seich shesiyah, are nimtak by going into the even shesiyah, b'chinas even shesiyah kanal, v'ze ya'aneini, b'chinas hamtoka, b'chinas isha chesruch hamikadosh kanal. Let's explain this now. The name of Hashem, Shakai, always refers to Tzimtzum. Why? The Gemara says, how did Hashem get his name Shakai? The Gemara says, she'omar lo'aylamoy dai. The word Shakai is combination of two words, she'omar, dai. Hashem said, enough. Hashem was creating and creating and creating and creating, and at one point, suddenly, Hashem said, enough. Which day of the week was it that Hashem said enough on? On the sixth day of the week, the end of the sixth day of the week. This is why the Shem Shakai refers to the sphere of Yesod, Tikkun HaBris, we mentioned many times. So the word Shakai is an Indian of Tzimtzum, an Indian of Tznius, hiddenness, constriction. Shomar dai means enough, an Indian of Tzimtzum. So now Rabbi Nazal says, Hein Tovi. The word Tovi means the imprint. The imprint that's made from Shakai, from a Tzimtzum, Ya'aneini, gets Nimtak. When Hashem answers a person's tefillah, that's an Indian of Hamtoka Sadinim, Rabbi Nazal says. As the Pasuk says, Yishlach Ezrucha Mikodesh, may Hashem send you help. When Hashem answers your tefillah, Hashem is sending you help. That's an Indian of Hamtoka Sadinim. How? V'zeh, hein, tovi, shakai, ya'aneini, v'sefer, kosav, ishrivi. Meaning, she'alidei, v'sefer, kosav, through the act of writing a sefer, kanal, as we had explained before, meaning, hainu, ribui, hasforim, shenas, na'idei, ha'machleikus, kanal, through the creation of many sforim, which is created through machleikus, when two people battle, that one asks a question, one gives an answer, that causes sforim to be written. She'oz yesh la'Torah shleimus. That brings about shleimus to the Torah. If you recall, we mentioned before that the Torah is only shalem when it has Torah Shebal Peh together with it. And Torah Shebal Peh is all of these other sforim. And when the Torah is given shleimus, when the Torah is a keli shalem, then it can draw from chachma. You recall we mentioned, u'mekabeles mi'sechel ha'kelel, mi'chachma ilah. Then the Torah is given the power to draw from the sechel ha'kelel, from the chachma ilah. Shehi bechinas even shesiyah, which is this concept of the even shesiyah canal. Aydezeh hein tovi shakayaneni. This brings about bechinas hahamtoko alidei bechinas luchos ho'even shenekablam even shesiyah. This brings about hamtoka sadinim, which comes about through the luchos, which were the Torah, which draw their kiddusha from the even shesiyah. Don't forget there were two items in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There were the luchos, and there was the even shesiyah. Rabbi Nazal implies here that the uppermost Kiddusha is the Even Shesiyah. The Even Shesiyah is the symbol of the Seichel HaKoylel, the highest level Kiddusha possible. The Even Shesiyah is the Seichel HaKoylel from which the Luchos want to draw from. The Luchos want to draw their Kiddusha from the Seichel HaKoylel. When can the Luchos draw from the Seichel HaKoylel? The Luchos have a Torah. Only when the Torah has Shlemus of Torah Shebal Peh. Only when there's Torah Shebal Peh, that's when the Luchos become a Keli Sholem, to be able to draw from the Even Shesiyah. Once the Luchos become Shalem, once the Torah achieves Shlemus and it draws from the Seichel HaKoylel, this becomes perfection of Machshava. One who learns Torah on this level is drawing from the Seichel HaElyon. That's how he has the power to bring about super Hamtoka Sadina.
And someone who learns Torah about that.
One who learns Torah together with Torah Shabbat, meaning together with all of these Sforim, which are created via Machlekes, through which he's Mesake and his Pagam and Emunas Chachamim, which we explain. By doing all of that, that's what brings about the Iker Hamtoka Sadina.
Could you just like read the words of the Pasuk and the short Jewish, the way it's done?
Hain Tovi, this is Eoy speaking.
Right.
Hain Tovi, my taiva is Shakai Yaneini, may Hashem answer my request. V'sefer kosav ishrivi, and may the one who is battling against me write a sefer, write down his complaints, so that either I can answer them, or somebody else can study them and sit in judgment over me to see whether I'm right or wrong. Don't forget, the whole Torah began with the union of Mishnah. Yaitzim Mishpotenu La'er, Eiv was asking for a fair break. You have complaints against me? Write them down so we'll be able to discuss it. Rabbeinu dashes it. The word Tovi means Hakiko. Whenever there's Tzimtzum, Tzimtzum means carving out a place, carving out a Mokon. Mokon is the union of Tzimtzum. Hein Tovi Shakai, the imprint that is generated via Shakai, via Tzimtzum, Ya'aneni, becomes nimtak. We know that when Hashem answers a person's tefillos, that's the meaning of chesed, the meaning of hamtokas adinim. How? Through the sefer kosa, through writing of a sefer, which comes about through ish rivi, through riv, machlekes. Machlekes brings about shilas and shivas, which brings about the writing of sfarim, which brings about a tikkun to emunas chachamim, which brings about hamtokas adinim, which brings about all of this, all drawing from the Evan Shasiya, which is the sechel hakoyel, which is the Rosh Hashanah of Hein Tovi Shakai Aneni. What? It was in the Kodesh HaKadosh, exactly.
So the Mizbeach
was the other Shasiyah.
Or the Mizbeach, the inside Mizbeach.
Mizbeach, what about?
Was with
the other
Shasiyah.
Where does it say that?
We had it.
I don't recall. As far as I know, the Evan Shasil was in the Kurdish production. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Nazal says, "V'zeh bechinas ma shenoisim al Rosh Hashanah letzadikim." This, everything that we said so far, will explain the concept of coming to the tzadik emes for Rosh Hashanah. Ki Rosh Hashanah hu yoima dedino shel kol hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the day in which there is the judgment for the whole year, when Jews are judged for the whole year. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki Rosh Hashanah hu yoima dedina. Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment shel kol hashanah. V'kol echod v'echod bo im kidushosoi v'tzimtzumov el hatzadik el hatzadik ador. Each and every individual person comes with his kidusha and with his tzimtzumim to the tzadik ador. Tzimtzumim means his bechin of din, his averos. He did averos which generated tzimtzumim. He's bringing this whole package to the tzadik ador. Shehu bechinas kodshei kadoshim. The tzadik ador is the bechina of the kodshei kadoshim. Bechinas even shesia. The tzadik ador is this even shesia. The bechinas, as the pasuk says, Chana, when she was davening for a son, to be zeichet to a son, Shmuel Anovi, she said to Hashem, I want a son, and I know that you can give me a son. You know why? Ki l'Hashem mitzukei eretz, because the foundations of the world belong to Hashem. Vayoshes alehem tevel, and you have carved out on them a world. Tevel means a civilization, because we know that the tzaddik is always an Indian of yisoid, an Indian of yisoid. The tzaddik is compared to the mitzuke eretz, the foundations of the world. Vayoshes is the Indian of shesia, the even shesia, which is the Indian of shis. Shis means six. Bereshis bara shis. Hashem created the even shesia, from which he created the whole world. What is the yisoid of the whole world? The tzaddik, yisoid olam. The tzaddik is called shis, six, the letter vav, and the k is the malchus. Zeramfin is shis, k. Even shesios, shis, and the letter hey. This is the tzaddik emes, who brings about the yichud of kutshi v'richo in the shechina. Rabbi Nizal says, Vayosheheim ha-tzadikim, this pasuk refers to the tzadikim she'aleihem nishtas ha'olam. It's on them that the whole world was carved out on. They are the yisoid, the foundation of the world. And through the people coming to the tzadik emes on Rosh Hashanah, that's what brings about hamtoka sadinim, al yidei b'chinas even shesiyah kanal, through the even shesiyah. V'zeh b'chinas, this is the whole secret why the pasuk says, v'zeh b'chinas avnei Yaakov shenichlu kulam b'seich even shesiyah. You recall the incident where Yaakov Avinu went to lay down, and all these stones were arguing, Olai Yoniach HaTzadik Es Reishoi, and they all merged into one. That was the Evan Shesiyah. That was the Evan Shesiyah. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki HaNefoshes Hein Bechinas Avonim. We know that the Nefoshes of Bnei Israel are referred to as stones in a Pasuk. As the Pasuk says in Eicha, Kamo Shekosov, Tishtapechna Avnei Kodesh, Hashem's holy stones were strewn about, meaning the Nechoshes of Bnei Israel were strewn about. The Kulam Boim V'Nechlolim B'Soich HaTzadik HaDoyim. These stones all become Nichlal in one, in the Tzadik Emes, Shehu Bechinas Even Shesia, who is the Even Shesia, that's what brings about a hamtaka of all tzimtzumim. If you recall, Yaakov Avinu said at that time, Ma noiro hamokoim hazeh, this is such an awesome place. This was the mokoim of the Eben Shesia. This was the place where the Beis HaMikdash would later be built. Specifically on that place where he lay down. When is the Beis HaMikdash built? When all these stones are nichal in one. When all the Talmidim of the Tzadik Emes have achdus among them, and they come to the Tzadik Emes specifically for Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbeinu Zal is showing here that Rosh Hashanah is an union of Hamtokas Hadinim via Chachma, via the Meichin, via the Machshava. This is why Rav Nachman Zal brings in the Kirch Be'er that that's why the words Rosh Hashanah are Bigimatria, Rabbi Nachman ben Fega, Rabbi Nachman ben Simcha. You combine both of them, why? Rabbi Nachman, Simcha was Rabbeinu Zal's father, Abba. Fega was Rabbeinu Zal's mother, Ima. This is Kaviyochel, the Moichin of Abba and Ima, the Moichin of Chochma and Bina, which unite on Rosh Hashanah to bring about the whole Hamtokas Adina. In other words, that's why it's Bedavka, the Gematria of Rabbeinu Zal ben his father and mother, showing the union of Hamtokas Adina coming via Chochma and Bina, via the Moichin. Rabbeinu Zal says now, Vaideze Shemichlolen Yachad, Kol HaNefoshes Kanal, and through this item, where all of these nefoshes are nichlal together, they merge together as one, al yidezeh naaseh simcha. This generates simcha, the bechinas, as the pasuk says, or tzadikim yismach. The light of tzadikim brings about happiness. Rabbeinu Zal explains, ki ha-nefesh hu bechinas ner. The nefesh, each nefesh, is compared to a candle. The bechinas, as the pasuk says, ki ner Hashem nishmas Adam. Each the neshama is compared to a candle. Ukushenichlolin yachad. And when all of these different candles are nichlal together, nasemehem oyer. This brings about a light, a tremendous light. Vaydezeh nasem simcha. The bechinas oyer tzadikim yismach. It's this oyer that's generated when those who come to the tzadik emes are nichlal together in achdus. That brings about simcha. And what is simcha? The Arizal says the word besimcha is the letters machshava. That's what brings about this hamtokas hadinim that comes about from machshava. Specifically, kulhu b'machshava is viru. Now you know how to connect this paragraph vav with paragraph zayin. These are both the same items. Simcha and machshava are one and the same. V'zeh, Rabbeinu Zal says, with this we could understand that statement in the Zohar Kodesh. Now we summarize this whole Torah. Chodi Rabbi Shimon, the Zohar Kodesh says Rabbi Shimon left the Omar and he said, Hashem Shamati Shimacha, Hashem, when I heard your words, your Yoresi, I was filled with tremendous fear. So the Zohar Kodesh says, Tamon Yeus Havi Lemidchal. There it was appropriate to be petrified. Why? Ki Chavakuk Omar Nevuazu al Rabbi Akiva v'chaveirov shemesu al yidei shaloi hoyo bohem avo. Chavakuk Hanavi said this pasuk, Hashem Shemati Shimcha Yoresi. He said it as a nevuah about Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim who died because there wasn't achdus among them. They weren't mekayim the union of Yehi Chvoid Chavercha Chaviv Alecha Kishaloch. Kamo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says in Yevamos. Ki heim hoyu bechinas gevurais v'tzimtzumim. These Sifrei Kabbalah bring, why is it that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva had this problem? Because the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, their sherish was in din. They were dinim. V'loi nichlalu yachad, and the dinim could not come together. V'loi nimtiku, and therefore they couldn't be sweetened. There couldn't be this hamtokas adinim, which only comes about when the tzimtzumim are nichlal together in the presence of the tzadik emes. Whereas Rabbi Shimon v'chaveiro of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal and his Talmidim shehoyu hatikin shelohem, who are the tikin of Rabbi Akiva and his 24,000 Talmidim, al kein Omar. That's why Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal said anan b'chavivuso talya. Our whole relationship is toliyim ava. Hainu b'chinas ho'avo u'klolois shenechlolin yachan. This refers to the love and the unity which brings them all together as one. And this is what brings about the hamtoko and the tikkun only through achdus. This is why the Zohar Kodesh says Rabbi Shimon Yochanan laughed. He was happy. He was besimcha. This brought about a simcha. Haynu b'chinas hasimcha shenas al yidei haklolos v'ahava. The simcha that's generated through the klolos and the love between the talmidim. B'chinas oyer tzadikim yismach. So the Zohar Kodesh says that as soon as Rabbi Shimon Yochanan said this, the Zohar Kodesh says posach v'yomar. He opened up and said, one who walks crooked is one who reveals a secret that he's not allowed to. Rabbi Shimon Yochanan was saying that we're about to reveal secrets now, secrets of the Idra Kadisha, and anyone who dares to reveal any secrets that he's not committed to gets a death penalty for it, Rachmor Litzlan. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Hoylech Rochil, Deles, Ruche, Rucho de Kiyuma. This refers to one whose ruach is not a ruach that can live, that can withstand the pressures of life. Hainu ruach chachma, his ruach is not a ruach chachma. V'loy havo mehemno, and he is not trustworthy. A person who is not trustworthy, this the wording in the Zohar that says, Hoylech rochil, deles ruche rucha dekiyuma, v'loy havo mehemno. His ruach is not, he doesn't have chachma, and he doesn't have emuna. Mehemno, it means trustworthy. It also means the union of emunas chachamim. Hainu emunas chachamim kanal. Ki al yidei shein boi emunas chachamim, ein boi ruach chachma. When a person lacks emunas chachamim, he lacks chachma. He lacks shleimus ha'etza. And the maestros kanal. Because he's judged with maestros, with waste matter. Rab Megales soi, one who reveals a secret that he's not supposed to. Rabin Zal says, zeh b'chinas bitu k'sav yodeinu. This is what we said before in the Torah, that through a pegam in Emunas Chachamim, it causes the ksaviyad of Bnei Israel to become nivgam. She'en mekablim oyer haseichel miyidei hasmicha. The Yodayim do not draw the oyer haseichel from the chachma. The Bechina, says the Pasuk, says, al kapayim kiso oyer. Over the hands there was a cover of light. That's when everything is the right way. When things are the right way, then the oyer of chachma is nishba into the yadayim to be able to transmit seichel, to be able to transmit smicha, to be able to transmit oisi ois machkimos. What happens when there's a pigam in this? The oyer is taken away. Ki ha'isi ois tzrichos lekabel oyer haseichel meyedei hasmicha kanal. Rabbein Zal stresses that the letters which are to be written must draw the light of seichel from the same yadayim which gives smicha. And when there is a pigam in Emunas Chachamim, shehu b'chinas cholech rochil, one who walks crooked, he's not mekayim the inyan of loisos or yamun esmoil, not going to the right or to the left. He does go to the right or to the left. He walks a crooked path. Rabbi Nezal says, al yedezeh megales soid, this causes shenizgale v'nestalek oyer haseichel kanal, the oyer haseichel becomes revealed improperly, and it becomes removed. This causes the soid ha'ibur to be removed from Bnei Israel. Whereas the Zohar Kodesh says, what's the opposite? Ne'emon ruach, one who has a trustworthy spirit, is one who's capable of hiding secrets, being able to conceal secrets. The ispei rucha de kiyuma, that is one who...